Today, I want to give you some tools about angels, about working with angels. I'm going to give you a little bit of a history for me about angels. A lot of people understand about working with angels. Some people think, you know, it's just airy-fairy stuff. I'm here to tell you it's not. It's a valid, powerful, and strong way to help us connect to the divine, help us to receive divine guidance, and it's a very, very serious practice. Now, for me, I'll tell you that for my whole life, I've been really fascinated with angels, really fascinated with angels, images of angels, and the feeling that of angels. And I always, you know, growing up a Catholic, you know, angels were in our, in Christianity and Catholicism in particular. And it's not that I was studying them intensely, you know, growing up Catholic, but they always rang true for me since I was a little boy. There was something about angels and angelic energy that I was like, okay, there's something here. But I didn't really have angelic experiences per se until I was older. And I started collecting pictures of angels when I was young. And if you were to come to my house, you'd see lots of angels. I collected lots of pictures of angels before I had a so-called angelic experience. I have beautiful posters of angels. I have angels, figurines. I have lots of different angels around my home. And so as a kid, even before I left my house, you know, I collected angels. About 2 years ago, I call it a spontaneous angelic intervention. And this does happen. This definitely happens for people. There's lots of books written about these spontaneous interventions. I happened to be sitting on my couch, and out of the blue, suddenly, it's almost hard to explain, and I have an article written about this, which I'm going to actually post. There was an overwhelming feeling for me, this is what I experienced, of huge, and my eyes were open, of wind happening around my face, behind my head, all over my body, as if huge wings were just all over me. And it overtook me. It overtook me in a way that's I have not been overtaken in my life before. And I suddenly was very emotional, very emotional. And I knew, and for a moment it scared me, and then I knew, this is the angels. These are angels that have come for me. In that moment, I knew that they, in some way, had always been with me. But I just was open enough, I was conscious enough, that I could feel them. From that day on, angels have been consciously around me, and I've used them, and I have relied on them, and I have used many different methods to contact them. And today, I want to give you a few of those methods, and I want to assure you that if you have any kind of a leaning towards angels, that do not be shy about it. Do not feel embarrassed about it. It is, as I said, a real connection. And if you want to make that connection stronger, if you want to make it more conscious, it's very easy, actually. And I'll tell you this. Angels, I'll give you a little background. Angels are on a very, 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 very high vibration. They are the closest to the divine or God, whatever you want to call that. And they have been written about throughout history. And angels have been portrayed in many ways. Angels are not humans, and they're not spirit guides. They are completely a different form of energy. And these energies basically are our connection from the earth realm to the divine realm. And each angel or angelic force has different attributes, different things that they can help you with. And the first thing when people ask me about connecting with angels, I always say that the first thing you have to do is ask. You do have to ask. There might be involuntary or spontaneous intercessions, and that has happened many times in life and death circumstances. Many people have said they've seen an angel just before they were going to get in a car accident. Something horrible was going to happen. They see an angel or they feel an angelic presence around them. Because when it comes to, if it is not your soul's time to be done, then an angel can intercede. But in general, we need to ask. And in our asking, in our sincere asking for them to help us, they come. Now, there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands and thousands of angels. And there are angels for anything that you might need. You know, a lot of people say, I have parking angels. And I used to say that when I lived in Los Angeles and I had a car, I used to have parking angels because I would say, angels, please help me. And I'd always get a space. Now, the angels will help you in that way, but they will help you on a deeper level too. If we're talking about the archangels, we can access the archangels by just knowing who they are and asking for their guidance. Now, I see there's a couple people on the switchboards. I wanted to tell you too. I'm going to take a couple calls at the end of the show. The number is 347-884-8817. I'm back to connecting. Really, all you have to do with I'm going to say archangels anyway. Well, I'm going to go back. There are parking angels. There are creative angels. There are gardening angels. There are many different kinds of angels to help you with anything. If you are stuck, ask for a communication angel. If you're stuck communicating with someone, if you're stuck somewhere, and you're like, I can't figure it out, ask and you shall receive. And you will. The answer or that angelic intercession might come in a variety of ways. It might be coming in you seeing a symbol. It might be coming in the actual, if it's a situation with another person, the other person might shift in ways that you never thought that they would shift. Or you could quite literally feel the energy of angels around you. That's not very hard to do, but you can feel them. So it can come in a variety of ways. Now, working with the archangels is just a little bit different, but I'm going to go through a couple of archangels right now. Probably the most famous archangel that you know of is Archangel Michael or Michael. And Archangel Michael really represents strength and courage and moving on from the past. And if you ever feel weak, if you ever feel like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to get through this situation, close your eyes. And traditionally, and I think that there's a lot of power in this, to say their name three times like this. I pronounce it Michael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael. Come to me. I need your help. And then you can tell exactly what it is. And wait and feel. And feel him coming to you. He will come. You suddenly might get a little more courage. You suddenly might feel like, wow, this didn't seem as bad as I thought. Or as I said, you might feel him around you. Saying it three times is called an invocation, and an invocation is very powerful, and Just, I'll tell you quite honestly that now I feel him with me now because I said that. Okay? Another archangel you might want to contact is Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael, many people, this, I am giving you the Reader's Digest version of all of this. There's many books, and I do classes about it too, about the details about all of these things. Archangel Raphael is the Archangel of Health and Healing. And Archangel Raphael is an energy that might sound contradictory to you. Just like Michael's energy is very strong and very focused. He's a warrior, basically. He's a warrior. But Archangel Raphael, it might sound counterintuitive for a healer, but hear me out here. His angel is very light. I mean, his energy is very light. His energy is very playful and happy and fun. And when you think about a healer needs to be, serious but fun or light, because a healer, a real healer, is helping to shift the energy from the deep, dark despair place of whatever happens to be the issue to a lighter, more higher vibration, closer to the divine. There's many, many philosophies, and I believe this to be true, that sickness happens very much when whatever level, if it's mental, spiritual, or physical sickness, manifests when the further we're away from our divine source. And as I said, angels are the connection between that. So Raphael will help to raise you higher towards your angelic source, which has no health issues, no mental issues. We are perfect in God. We are perfect in God. We're already that. It's just that this percentage of our body that we're living in this space-time reality is going through our stuff. So you don't want to say, well, I'll take that back. Archangel Raphael, when you call him to help you to deal with, I'll just put it out there, say cancer, he will help to alchemically shift your energy. When your energy alchemically shifts, if you're the one with cancer, your body starts to shift, your cells start to reorganize, and that is where healing really takes place. So you also have to do whatever work in a way energetically also. So when we call on the angels, we also have to listen to what they are telling us to do. All that alchemical change and the energy levels and the vibrational levels are what they help us with. But we also have a choice here. They're not going to rescue us completely, but they're going to help open us up so we can see clearer, and then we can make a choice. Because we all have choice here. We have choice to call the angels or not. We don't have to call the angels. But I'm telling you, once you start calling angels, you will find you develop a relationship with them. And that angel, that relationship will start to get deeper and deeper, and you will start to be able to literally have more conversations with them. And when I say conversations, that might be, you talking and then feeling what they're telling you. You talking, and some people, hear auditory are more feel it through they hear words. I think it's rare, but they might be communicating you by putting the right people in your path, by suddenly an opportunity opens up. Things like that. That communication starts happening the more that you rely on it, the more that you ask for it. And they're always ready to help. That is their job. That's their purpose. That's it. They're here to intercede between God and us to help us along our path so we raise our vibration. That's basically it. And I would encourage all of you, I'm going to take a couple callers in a second. I see the switchboard is getting full. Great. I would encourage all of you to, as you go through your day, you know, you don't have to actually even have a problem when to call on angels. You can start your day saying, I'm open, I'm going to have a great day, and angels, please protect me and guide me and show me. You know, you don't have to have a problem. You know, and actually, in a way, sometimes that's the easier way to do it. You know, sometimes it's easier to call on the angels and have them intercede in our lives and feel their presence around us when things are going good. Because you know why? Because your vibration is higher. I hope that makes sense. All right. So I'm going to go to a couple callers. We've got a few minutes left on the show and see what's going on for them. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm great today. Do you have a question about angels?
Yes, I was just listening to you, and I was just wondering, how do you connect your vibration, you know, to call on your angels?
Okay. First of all, I mean, there's quite a few different ways to do it. Lisa, right?
Lisa.
Mm-hmm, Lisa. There's quite a few different ways. I'm going to point everyone calling, first of all, right now, that on my page, I have an angel page, and go through there, and there's a couple of angel meditations I have through there that I actually guide you through. One is Archangel Michael, and one's Archangel Gabriel. So one way is to get as, I mean, to really connect deeply, to get as, it's very close to meditation, Lisa. You get as quiet as you can. Relax as much as you can. Breathe into your heart. And as you start to get into that very relaxed state, Lisa, you will know when the time is to ask, say, Archangel Michael, and say it, like I said, three times. And then listen and feel. And when that happens, you can also say, I'm having problems with this issue. And that is a real deeper way. But you can also, just as you go through your day, Lisa, you can just say in your head, unless you want people to see you saying, Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael, you can say it in your head three times and then feel. And, you know, I find, and I think that this is true, a lot of people say this too, that if you're having any issue in anything in your daily life, you can say, angels help me, angels help me, angels help me, three times. That's a good way to do it too. And just doing that, Lisa, helps them to come in and helps you to move over your vibration so it's not such an issue whatever you're having a problem with. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Good. Good, good. Okay. So yeah, try that, and definitely go on to my page and check that out, because it's a good way to do it. Do it a real deep meditation. Okay, Lisa?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a great day, and have the angels be with you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got time for one more caller.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Diana. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, Diana. How are you?
Good. Okay. So my question is, when I, you know, the first thing I do is I meditate, but when mm-hmm. Before I do, I surround myself in the holy white light of, and, okay. You know, in the blue light of protection.
Yes.
And then I ask, you know, my spirit guides and my archangels for guidance.
Yes.
How do I know that the message that I'm receiving is either from me or from them? How do I know the difference?
You have come to a very, 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 big thing, but I'll tell you this.
Okay.
And me as a psychic, as an energy worker, I do this all the time. And you already, I can tell, you're very much of a light worker too. So, one thing that helps in general, angelic or what, or spirit guides in general, is when you're going through your day, and you have an inspiration, or you have something comes to you, or you see a coincidence, ask yourself, is this coming to me or from me? Is it coming to me or from me?
From me, okay.
And then you can even put your hand on your gut, take a breath, and go. And you know what? That first, your first instinct is right. It really is. Because we're talking about working on the emotional, spiritual level. And when you get that hit, that it's like, oh, that's Michael. Oh, that's an angel.
Right.
You're right.
Okay.
When you say, when you go, oh, that's me figuring it out, then that's you figuring it out. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. Yes, I like that. To me or from me? Okay.
Is it coming to me or from me?
Okay.
And it does take practice, but just do it more, and then you'll know. You'll know. And you know when you're in meditation, you know when you sort of start letting go of your ego, and it's sort of you go into those higher realms, right? You know that feeling.
Yes.
Once you get into that feeling, and it goes to that place where you're not thinking so much, usually the guidance is coming to you, not from you.
Okay. Got to let go. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So nice to talk to you. Have a great day.
Many blessings.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.